Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
Okay, it's time to welcome the Major Billy Downer from the Department of Natural Resources into Sports Talk for another edition of SC Wild. Welcome in, Major. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing a little bit better than you are. I think we're both suffering from some kind of cold, but you sound terrible.
Thank you. Actually, terrible is an upgrade from where it's been the last 2 days, so we're making progress. I hope you're feeling well.
I'm feeling much better. I'm glad you're doing better.
Yeah, we're fighting through it, and everything will be okay. What do you want to focus on tonight as we talk about things that I haven't seen because I haven't been outdoors? So fill me in on what's happening outdoors.
So just, you know, a little wrap-up. You know, most of our seasons, a lot of our seasons end on March 1st. Still got a little while, you know, with quail in here. You know, people doing some quail release, those kind of things. But raccoon season's still in right now for a little bit. A lot of folks still like to hunt raccoons with dogs. So a little bit going on. But tonight, I want to talk about coyotes again. Just do another update on coyotes for a minute.
Sure.
And talk about the opportunities to hunt coyotes with night hunting registration and kind of review the rules. It's been a long time since we've gone over those. So thought it might be good to do that. Unless someone has a question, of course, always feel free to call in. And we'll be happy to answer your questions, particularly about alligators, black cats, or whatever else, yeti, you might have seen.
Let me give that number. It's 888-898-2525, 888-898-2525. And by the way, speaking of alligators, a week ago this past Monday, I played golf at Harbortown, and the gators were out. They were napping along the side on the banks of the lakes or the little ponds, and they got some nice ones down there, I tell you. But they were polite. They were calm. Nobody messed with them. I kept my distance.
Absolutely. You've been very well trained on this show now for 8 years.
Yes.
When we get these warm 70-degree days, absolutely, alligators are going to be active again. They're going to get out in the sun. They're going to warm up because they are endothermic. They're very much exothermic, excuse me. They are dependent on outside temperature to warm their body. So they're going to get out in the sun to warm up, and they will be somewhat active in these warmer days. So as March weather hits, 70-degree days hit, they're going to be out and be active. So be on the lookout for alligators along the golf course for sure. But just a reminder for folks that may be listening, you know, when we talk about hunting feral hogs, coyotes, armadillos, when we talk about hunting coyotes, I have to put them in the group with feral hogs and armadillos because that's how it's grouped in the law. All three of these are problems in our state. And the law allows for year-round hunting of them at daytime or at night as long as you have a night hunting registration filled out for the property that you want to hunt on. So there is an opportunity to hunt coyotes and hogs at night across the state as long as you fill out the night hunting registration, which is available online, and we'll get to that in just a minute. So a hunting license is required. However, there's, basically a state hunting license. No big game permit, just a regular hunting license. The use of bait and electronic calls is legal as well. But they can all be hunted at night, feral hogs, coyotes, and armadillos, on registered property, which a person has a lawful right to hunt with any legal firearm, bow or arrow or crossbow, any legal firearm. So just to qualify some of those things, people used to have some laws that said you had to have less than 9-inch barrel, or it had to be a .22 or a rimfire. There is no restriction on the firearm you can use to hunt coyotes or hogs at night under the night hunting provision. So
why is that? Why did they take those restrictions off?
That's how big a problem coyotes and feral hogs are. That's why they removed the restrictions because currently looks like annually, we're seeing about 30,000 coyotes taken a year by somewhere around 150,000 deer hunters in the state. in comparison to 600 trappers taking 2,500 coyotes. Mm. Trapping is absolutely the most effective way to take coyotes because a trap is working daytime, night. You don't have to be there. But it takes work. And there's not that many people that trap. So 600 trappers, you think about it, the average is 4 coyotes per trapper. You take 150,000 deer hunters are taking 30,000 coyotes. That's 1 in 5 deer hunters are shooting a coyote. So not that good of odds. So the night hunter registration allows folks to identify problem areas on their property and hunt at night for feral hogs and coyotes. A couple rules to think about with that. If you can sign up for that, anybody can be on that permit, except for this. So a person who has been convicted of night hunting for deer, bear, or turkey during the previous 5 years is ineligible to hunt feral hogs, coyotes, or armadillo at night. So if you've been convicted of night hunting the last 5 years, you, of course, can't be on the permit. That just makes sense. You can't hunt within 300 yards of a residence without permission of the occupant. However, this does not apply to a landowner hunting his own land or hunting under the authority of a depredation permit. So no shooting or attempting to shoot from or across any public paved road as well. So you can't be out there willy-nilly shooting from a road. You have to be on private property to conduct hunting or shooting under this permit. So, again, you have to report at the beginning of each year. So we see, especially in January, we see folks signing back up this time of year. They're signing their land back up. You can do it online. We talked about that. But you go to dnr.sc.gov, the dnr.sc.gov, and look for night hunting registration on the DNR website. Again, it's dnr.sc.gov. /night hunt if you want to Google it that way. Include that in it, and you can find the night hunting registration page. If you have any issues with that, you can always call our radio room at 1-800-922-5431. That's 1-800-922-5431, and they will assist you with night hunting registration as well. Typically, they're going to try to do that from 9 to 5 during the day. Our radio room is staffed 24 hours, but they're handling those kind of questions during the day. So it asks you to wait if you got a problem with registration, trying to do that the next day during the daylight hours. Again, the gloves are off when it comes to hogs and coyotes. That's just where we are in our state. You know, coyotes are present in every county. They've been here since the late 70s when they first came to the state, and this really exploded after Hugo and the result of illegal importation of coyotes to a lot of pens became evident after Hugo blew a lot of fencing down. But now they are statewide everywhere, and they're problematic. We know that somewhere between 40% to 50% of our fall mortality with deer is due to coyotes, directly to coyotes. Can be up to 50% of our mortality on fawns for deer, again, due to coyotes. And that's pretty significant when you consider the population of deer is somewhere around 750,000, and we take around 250,000 a year, 500,000 deer, and then they produce about 250,000 deer. So coyotes could be detrimental to our deer population in some areas and have been based on some studies. Again, we just want to remove coyotes as much as we can. We're allowing folks to do basically through these steps, through night hunter registration, through trapping, allowing them to remove coyotes year-round. Now, trapping season, of course, just ended March 1st, December, January, February. But we do have depredation permits, which allow for trapping outside the trapping season in problem areas. If you have an issue where you think you have the ability to trap coyotes, you can request a depredation permit from your local law enforcement officer with DNR. Again, you can call 800-922-5431 to contact the local officer in your area to talk to them about getting issued a depredation permit for coyotes. But again, dog hunting is another popular way for hogs and coyotes, particularly with feral hogs, and that's allowed year-round as well. You can hunt with dogs at night for hogs, but you got, again, that property has to be registered under the night hunting page at DNR so that we know what's going on. Again, that's to prevent someone from being accused of night hunting for deer. So the whole purpose of registering for the night hunting is to protect those who want to take care of problems on their own with coyotes and hogs and armadillos, and they don't want to be assumed that they're deer hunting. So they register that night under that night hunting, and that gives you the right to do that on your property.
Those are a couple of things. Do you run into a situation? That's an interesting thought. So you run into a situation where people will use the cover of coyote hunting at night but go shoot deer?
Absolutely, they could. Because typically that's going to be during the time it's beneficial to shoot deer. Uh-huh. So people that are night hunting for deer are usually looking for big bucks. They're not going to be doing that till September, October, November, somewhere in that time frame, even December at the most. But basically your September, October time frame. And, of course, because this is a year-round program, you can shoot coyotes at night during September, October, November. If someone's convicted of night hunting for deer under that permit will be revoked, and they won't be able to get a permit again. That's just one of the obvious result of not following the law. Mm-hmm. That is, again, sure, somebody wants to play the game, they're going to say, I'm going to go ahead night hunting for coyotes. That's what I'm doing. And if they see a deer, they might try to shoot it. Again, mm-hmm. our officers routinely work night patrols during the deer season, during the time when this stuff's happening. And they may inspect, check somebody. They hear a shot, they may go to it. And they may be legally night hunting for coyotes. That's fine. But they're going to have that permit and be listed on it. So that's just some of the protections and safeguards we put in place to protect our deer population.
Well, one more quick question, then we got a caller for you, 888-898-2525. Night patrols, are those particularly dangerous?
Historically, that's when our officers have always been probably at the most vulnerable point. When I started 26 years ago, night hunting was a big deal. That's a focus for our officers, and it still is today. That was the traditional game warden work. You're out there looking for poaching at night. You're sitting up in the field looking for somebody shining and shooting a deer. So you've got somebody out there with a loaded rifle in a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
You ask a trooper if they're going up to a car, do they want to go approach a car that they know someone's got a gun in? They're going to tell you no all day long. So sure, absolutely, night hunting and working that, particularly when you know there's been a shot, you know someone has a high-power rifle in their vehicle, that's a high-risk stop every time. So we train for that. We train our new officers on that. And certainly that is, as we call it, a high-risk stop.
Yeah.
So you take different precautions when you stop a vehicle that you know there's a weapon in. That's called felony car stop, and we practice for that. And that's what our guys in green do, our guys mm-hmm. and girls. They do that on a routine basis. I did it during my career before I was behind a desk. So,
all right, hang on, Major. We have a caller for you, so let's take it. 888-898-2525. It is Steve in Augusta. Wants to talk about what you've been talking about, the coyote issue in South Carolina. Steve, good to have you with us. Welcome in to SE Wild with Major Downer.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having this segment. I look forward to it every 2 weeks.
And, thank you.
I've called a couple times before, but I want to just tell y'all, I hope both of you are on the backside of this bug that's going around. Had something similar not long ago. It's not fun, but hope y'all feel better.
Thank you.
But I was interested in hearing the numbers that Major Downer was pointing out about how many of the coyotes that had been harvested, but I was curious as to what's being harvested as opposed to what's being reproduced. Are we even keeping it in check with that and the hogs?
So that's a great point, Steve. Thanks for calling in. I will go ahead and tell you, on the hog side, I don't know that we have numbers at all on what hogs are being taken, but I can tell you that we're absolutely not keeping up with hogs, because as we all know, a sow can have 10 in a litter, and she can have up to 3 litters in a year. Yeah. So you put those numbers together, it can get pretty tough in a hurry. But with 10 in a litter, or that's a lot to keep up with. I know they can have it at least twice in a year. So hogs are a problem for us because they're just so destructive. But again, we don't even have numbers on how many hogs are being taken. On the coyote side, that's a good question, and I think it might be worth bringing Jay Butfalosky on another show to talk about that, because I don't know what the coyote reproductive cycle is. That's an interesting question, and I will certainly add that to the queue here to talk about it in another segment. That's good, because if we're taking 30,000 coyotes a year, and again, let me be clear, this is an estimate. We don't know for certain exactly. It's based on reports of the annual deer hunting survey. They ask that question of every deer hunter. When I filled out the survey, to ask about, did I shoot a coyote? It's based on self-reporting. So that's an estimate. It could be right on the money. Could be a little high. Could be a little low. But probably around 30,000 is where we're at. Again, you think about it from the standpoint, if 1 in 5 deer hunters has taken a coyote, we're not keeping up with coyotes that way at all, because there's much more than that out there. So good question. We'll try to get Jay on the show to answer that. But certainly on the hog side of things, no, we're not keeping up with hogs.
Hey, Major,
that's very hard.
Sorry to jump in real quick here. I got curious. I'm on the SCDNR website, dnr.sc.gov, for anybody else out there that wants to follow along. A lot of great resources on here. And this is showing for the coyote, the gestation period being 63 days, with the average litter size of 5 to 7. I'm not seeing how many times a female can go through that per year, but again, 63 days, so roughly 2 months gestation period, with the average litter size of being 5 to 7 pups.
Thank you, Mr. Google. Always there for
I got your back, Major. Got your back.
Mr. Google's got me. So there you go, Steve, 5 to 7. But that did not help us one bit, but thank you for that little bit of information. We will still get Jay, hopefully, maybe some solid numbers, because that's a good point. Knowing that that's how many they have, I have no idea how successful they are at raising young. I do know that the problem areas we see across the state, Mount Pleasant is just unreal, where coyotes have been a problem. The only way that they've controlled that is by literally letting their police force go at night. Taking coyotes on the golf courses. They had coyotes living in culvert pipes.
Oh my!
They had a coyote. They had so many that they had coyotes biting people. Now, let me say this: it wasn't like, you know, revenge of the coyote coming
of
out.
The coyote.
20. Yeah, 200 of them running across a parking lot to bite people. They've had a few situations where coyotes have gotten fed in the back of hotels. And they're mangy, they're not healthy, and they've bitten people who didn't feed them. Again, we've talked about that so many times on the show. Animals don't understand. Once you feed them, they now think every human's feeding them. If you don't, the animal's only way to respond to that is to bite. That's just how they do it. So, again, we'll talk more on that. We'll get with Jay and get some more numbers on coyotes. That's a good point to find out what their rate of success as far as breeding is. But I know they are a serious problem for us still. But again, thanks for the call, Steve.
When they're and thanks for the call. When those police officers in Mount Pleasant are chasing those coyotes, are they at night? Are they out there to shoot them? Or are they out there to try to trap them and have some animal control deal with?
All right, so let me be careful here. I don't want to get anybody. This has been in the past years.
Okay.
They've had to take care of some coyotes at night in some problem areas whenever they could see them to find them. I know that was what happened in Mount Pleasant several times just because those coyotes were actually getting on the golf course around Patriots Point. I remember that. And just how you wouldn't expect that there'd be a coyote problem at Patriots Point, but yet there was. That's just how effective the coyote is at moving into urban areas. In other states, they move into trailer parks. They do that here, and they target, and this is no joke, they target cats as a food source. Feral cats are a frequent food source for coyotes. Is that normal in the prairies? No. But here, that's quite normal for a coyote to find a cat. In the country here where I'm at, we lose cats a lot, coyotes.
Oh my gosh.
We attribute it to coyotes just because, again, it's a food source. So they are a problem. Remember, within 100 yards of your home, you can always take, you know, animals like that. You know, in the country here, there's some extra rules for you. But from the standpoint of coyotes, again, armadillos, and I have to always say armadillos. Everybody's like, why do you mention armadillos? Well, it's feral hogs, coyotes, and armadillos. That's the three. They're on the night hunt provision. Now, armadillos are everywhere, a little possible in the half shell. And as far as our area.
Wait. That was what? Armadillos are what?
A possum on the half shell. I call it possum on the half shell.
Okay. Possum on the half shell.
Yeah. But again, anyway, they dig and cause holes in fields, and they can cause damage to tractors. I've seen it. I've heard that. I have not seen that locally here. But let me mention one more thing. I know we're getting close on time tonight.
Yep.
The other thing that's still going on that we haven't talked about much in the last few years is the Coyote Harvest Incentive Program. Remember back in 2016, we started tagging and releasing coyotes. We actually would trap, you know, four coyotes per game zone, 16 total, four game zones, game zone 1, 2, 3, and 4. We trapped four coyotes per game zone and released them with a tag, and there was a reward of a lifetime hunting license. But beginning in July of last year, the reward for reporting a tagged coyote is $3,000. Let me repeat that. Beginning in July of 2023, the reward for reporting a tagged coyote is $3,000 to the hunter trapper reporting the tagged coyote or their designee. Now, you can't collect more than two in a year. I'd be happy with one. But only DNR reward tags are eligible. We've been doing this now since 2016. Currently, there's over 100 tagged coyotes that have been released, and at least half of those are still remaining. So there's at least 50 to 60 out there still with tags on them that could potentially be shot, trapped, and reported. Again, if you report a tag, now the tag's going to be in the ear, and they used to do a tattoo in the cheek, but the tag should be on the ear. And if you report that tag, coyote, it's $3,000.
Now,
so that's a pretty good incentive. I think they had to do that because people weren't reporting them.
And the concept behind tagging and reporting is what?
It was an effort by the legislature, that supported by the legislature, to increase interest in taking coyotes, to increase the interest in people basically shooting coyotes.
Gotcha.
Because we realized what a big problem they were with our deer population back in 2016, and we were trying to incentivize people to go out and shoot coyotes, and you may have potential, you know, to get a tag coyote and get a lifetime license. Well, now it's a $3,000 reward. So pretty significant. I mean, pretty significant little reward there.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Before you leave us, next time we talk to you in 2 weeks, it'll be a couple of days before the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic. That's back
Absolutely.
On top of us.
That's right. We'll talk about that next show. I'm going to bring Jay Butfalosky. I'll go and ask him the question about the coyotes, but we're going to bring in Jay Cantrell. We're going to get an update on our turkey population, so we'll be talking turkey next time. And then, Phil, I guess we'll be live at the Classic. At some point, we'll choose a day to do it live at the Classic as well.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it as always.
Well, enjoyed the show tonight. Again, Steve, thanks for calling in. I will not forget your question. We'll get an answer to that from Jay on the coyote population a little bit more so we can kind of figure out a little bit better than our Google information gave.
Nah. And I hope you feel better, Major. You sound pretty good.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Talk to you in a couple of weeks. Major Billy Downer.
Sir.
Thank you from DNR. That's another edition of SC Wild from DNR here on Sports Talk. Okay, at the half, Tennessee, with a late surge, they have built a 35-24 lead on the Gamecocks. Gamecocks are shooting 32%, nobody in double figures. Michi Johnson leads with 6. Connect's got 14 for the Vols. Post-game coverage on our website, sportstalksc.com. Thank you all for being with us, and thank you, Pat, and we'll see you tomorrow.